Oh, the first thing? Oh, that, how do we get rid of that? Maybe, oh, shoot, I should make a double ticket. You want me to make a ticket for that?
That would help.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we're just going through them. Let's start over here.
Okay. First comment is on BS1. Nice.
Yeah, I like the website me, the we me. You're getting the W's. I like it. The reflections. I'd actually, Al, I'd like to almost have a, we'll have a sit down conversation on doing up the logo.
Yeah, I don't like our logo much. I know we agreed on it, but I don't like it.
Like having the WPM over each other?
No, no, it's just the way it is. It's just like shit.
Yeah. Oh, that, no.
Especially like it was that thing.
No, that's good, but good stuff.
This one is not too, I think.
Yeah, actually, yeah, for FH1 there, the upper right banner side, if I can describe it, it's where you have website and you have your solution. Maybe if we can incorporate maybe a silhouette graphic into that somehow. Is there space to do that? Like, is there code?
Code.
Well, basically, it's definitely graphical as we're just going down.
Want to put a silhouette there.
FH1?
Yeah, FH1, yeah. It's the, it looks like a shopping kind of website.
Yeah.
And then the button, yeah.
If you have them.
Okay, yeah. Also, the buttons would need to be just touched up on this page. Be put in. Yeah, basically, as just preview up a bit there. I like the logo, very good. Okay. Did you have this one up there, Al? Are you at the assembly viewer? Oh, let's turn this mic on in case he doesn't have it.
I can hardly hear you, but the,
We're sending you our template viewer, so you don't actually have to, there you go. We can scroll through each of the templates, there's a drop-down, and then we can just bring it all up. Perfect, it's a great tool we use. Template viewer tool, of course. We should make this quick payment somehow. Is? No, but you know those websites, but you can click on them.
Oh,
wow. All right, let me know if you got it up there, Al. It's just we want to get your input here on our template viewer. This is actually something we're going to have our prospective clients take a look at. So it's all the pages, all the work done, and Justin as well. It's kind of, I guess, a demo room, really.
That would look really nice.
Which we're almost over, yeah.
Okay, I can hardly hear you, but just tell me which template you're looking at.
Okay, basically, we're looking at the template FH1, but more specifically, actually, I was hoping to get your opinion on our template viewer. We put a link for it into the chat. So if you want to look at FH1, but using our template viewer, it could be a tool that you can use just to flip through all the templates that are being worked on right now. In the context of seeing it through that page, does it look good to you? Do you think you'd be impressed on the page?
Yeah, I like this.
I just don't have a notepad. Yeah, I'm reporting. Yeah.
Okay, FH1 needs a. He's already heard of you. Let me hear it again.
Okay, that's right, the banner on the right. Okay.
Okay, the image for the top right of FH1 needs to be 223 pixels high by approximately 350 pixels wide. No border, except in the lower right part. A silhouette of a woman or something along those lines would be good. The menu items themselves need to be up to 195 and have to be approximately 100 pixels high to center properly vertically.
Okay.
For F1, the menu items need to be, again, approximately 100 pixels high, a little bit less, and up to 170 pixels wide. Logo looks good, like the website.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, no, definitely the menu would be the only kind of one that needs to touch up. Again, with this site, the menu, we could probably leave the menu alone on that one.
No, that other one wasn't done. This one, we don't really need images up there, so that's...
I would say this is pretty much a done deal.
That one's good.
H1 is a done deal.
I'm actually worried about this.
The people will try and use it.
No, I'm worried that it's too much like the graphics that they made. It needs to
I think
the colors would be enough, I think.
H1, there's a graphic at the lower right-hand corner of the site, the media player buttons. Anyways, there's a media player button graphic, so we'll have to update that.
You're not listening anyway.
That one's got to be changed, I know.
Okay. All right.
There's one up right here, just one. This time. Yeah.
No, it was.
It was?
Yeah, the graphics were placed. Yeah, everything's website me now.
Al's been redoing the website me branding. Yeah, that needs more graphical work up here, and this just needs to go, like, something else.
Yeah?
That looks horrible.
Okay, there's one here. It's not... This is a very simplistic kind of site. I don't know.
It kind of looks... I don't know.
I like the arrow side, but okay, the fonts maybe.
Maybe the font, I don't know.
I don't know, I kind of like the, it's maybe
a
shape.
Picture there too, not just text, like the size of the check mark, I mean like something underneath.
More graphical?
It's missing.
This is HS1 we're just talking about, this is more for my reference as well too. Okay.
Maybe it could be fixed up top just by making this bigger font stretched more wide.
Yeah, I like that. That maybe could be blown up. This, I would say, is maybe make a broader font.
Maybe even stretching the color might work. It's just with that empty space that looks weird.
Okay.
And it's amplified by up here. Okay.
I would say, yeah, so again, I'll just do it with that kind of memo. If everything's stretched out to fit the frames, it should look a lot better. We can just try that. I like the rest. It's not clickable?
No.
But you have to do that, right?
It's not actually. Can't stuff this graphic. This here is graphics, too. I think they should be changed. I don't think he put in those graphics, right? Those are the default graphics.
I don't know. Al? HS1, the menu system, did you design the menus there too?
At the bottom.
Graphics?
And the side, not the top one.
The bottom and the side.
No, just
the side. Just the side one, sorry.
That frame, Chris.